Talking today with Dr. David Marburger from Oklahoma State University, from our plant and soil science department and our state wheat specialist. David, let's talk a little bit about where we are on this wheat crop. I know the ratings from our state statistician, based on right around the first of the year, showed that we really went downhill from the end of November to the beginning of 2017. Where are we right now?
Well, I think we're going to be doing a lot better than where we were with this rain that we got 10 to 14 days ago. I know the crop ratings went down. That's because, as you know, we were pretty dry going from the end of November into the beginning of the year. But this rain was definitely welcomed. And that's definitely going to help improve some of our condition. And it's going to have enough soil moisture really here to help kind of carry us through the remainder of the winter, kind of getting up into the beginning of spring green up here.
Overall, acres are down a little bit, not just in Oklahoma, but across the southern plains. And looks like most of the crop is, what, good to maybe mostly fair?
Yeah, I would say, fair condition right now. Maybe some good in terms of the numbers that we saw from the USDA. Maybe we could see a little bit of an increase in terms of those acres that would be rated good. But overall, we're in fair condition right now. And again, this rainfall that we got is going to help us right now and help at least get us up into that spring green up timing.
What are you seeing out there? It seemed like the numbers from Uncle Sam were a little up compared to the last couple of years on grazing. Is that kind of consistent with as you talk to wheat producers, what they're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. Going into this growing season, producers didn't know quite what to do, whether or not to if they were going to be taking their wheat to grain or just go ahead and just focus more on grazing. So having those numbers up in terms of grazing was kind of expected. And moving forward from here, I'm going to suspect a lot of our producers are going to stick with their plan, whether they are dual purpose or maybe we have an increase in some of those graze out acres. And we've also heard an increase of producers who have just used wheat as a cover crop. So they're just going to go ahead and plan on terminating that wheat crop here soon and go ahead with a summer crop.
Let's talk a little bit about for those folks that are going to be looking at harvesting for grain, for wheat, in that late May, June time period in Oklahoma. We're coming up pretty quick. As you mentioned to me, southern Oklahoma, not that far away from first hollow stem.
Yeah, we have an online tool that you might have heard about. It's the First Hollow Stem Advisor. It was a tool developed between researchers at Oklahoma State and through Oklahoma Mesonet. And it's a tool to help us, based on historical weather data and measurements of first hollow stem, to help kind of give us a prediction of where we are in terms of first hollow stem for varieties that range from what we consider early to late around the state. And looking at those varieties that are considered early and looking at the 1 week and 2 week projections on that first hollow stem advisor, if you have one of those varieties that fits within that window, within the next week or so, you should be out and start scouting to see if you are at the first hollow stem growth stage.
And I know the research has shown down through the years that we really need to pull those cattle off on a timely basis. The yields start going pretty, dramatically down.
That's correct. First hollow stem is going to be the optimum time when we're going to remove those cattle from the wheat pasture. So that growth stage is where the stems are beginning to elongate. But that grain head is still a little bit below the soil surface. But we've got about 1.5 centimeters of hollow stem from the base of that plant up to that small grain head, or about the size of a dime in terms of hollow stem. And that's when we need to be removing those cattle before we can see a decrease in yield potential. And grazing past first hollow stem, we can see anywhere from 1% to 5% yield loss per day.
Let's talk about for those guys that need to be maybe doing some top dressing and maybe some other management practices as well. What are some things they need to be really thinking about right now here the latter part of January, first few days of February, to make sure that they've got that crop ready to go, assuming we've got some moisture out there in the days ahead?
Well, you hit the big one on the head right there, especially with us having moisture right now, is getting those top dress applications out for it. Whether you are going to be go ahead and grazing out or planning on taking that wheat for grain, getting those top dress applications are going to be out. Also thinking about any herbicide applications, especially as our temperatures start to warm up and those weeds start to poke out, thinking about getting across those acres and getting a herbicide application put down. And again, if you are grazing wheat, again, making plans for how you're going to get those cattle off those wheat pastures.
I guess with the decision regarding fungicides is a little bit later down the road, but still that it's out there ahead, right?
Definitely something to consider, and if you were out scouting earlier this fall and knowing what variety you have and what it's susceptible to and were you seeing disease, making sure you're getting out there as we start to warm back up and looking for potential disease. But in terms of any fungicide applications right now, yes, it's still definitely too early. But when we get towards that kind of that jointing growth stage, that's when we'll need to be out there and scouting and looking to see whether or not a fungicide application is going to be warranted.
Summing things up, what's the potential, you think, for this year's crop?
Well, you're going into the wintertime with it being pretty droughty, it was starting to look pretty gleam. But with having the rain here over that past 10 to 14 days, I think we've kind of come back to where we can still kind of expect a pretty good yield potential, at least moving forward in terms of doing some of these other management decisions. After that, we're still going to need some rains to help keep us at that kind of high yield potential. But right now, we're kind of at a point where we can still kind of expect probably your yields that you would be expecting on your farm.